Yo, welcome back, everybody. Back to the Capping with the Crew podcast. My name is 2KJ, and in front of me, I got the man, the myth, the legend.
Your father is back once again. That's me light my cigarette, because I actually came back with him. First and foremost, fuck 2K.
Facts. Facts. And this coming from 2KJ himself as well,
in
bro.
In his name.
Hey, man, ain't it crazy?
It's extremely crazy, dude.
Wild out here.
I skipped 2K this year. I couldn't do it.
Can't be mad at you, bro.
Even Luka was on the cover and I couldn't do it.
I'm not mad at you at all, bro. Who needs those problems in their life?
Who needs that stress after work? Who needs that?
Apparently I do, man. Because they got me again, bro.
During the All-Star break, it was like $10. I still didn't buy it. Usually right. I would, but I was like, nah, man, I'm not gonna let them get me again.
Not again, man.
It's been getting me since like 2K16, man. Not again.
Bro, those was the days, wasn't it?
The easier days, man. That's probably like the first 2K I was playing. Like my team, man, I can just get like a 69 Simbula card and go crazy, bro.
Simbula!
Mark my words, I'll have like a triple double with rebounds, blocks, and rebounds, blocks, and points every time.
Man, that's an easy bucket every time. Man.
And he was only like a 69 overall.
He was a bronze, wasn't he?
He was like a 69 overall, but he was like 7'6".
Bro, on everything, that's a bucket every time. Him, Mirasan, bro. Bro, give me a Mirasan card, man. We are out here, man.
I remember it was him and Al Horford. Al Horford in 2K16 could not miss.
Damn,
he was like one of those like stretch bigs. Get him at the top of the key, man. It'd be 2 points every time.
Every single time, bro. Did you ever get Paul George in the game?
Of course, man. I would run him at point guard.
Bro, when they took that you had to change the positions and the lineup's going to be anybody, man, they ruined it, man.
I think that was, what, 2K20? They did that?
It had to be, like, it was later on, but I hated that, man, because, sheesh, man.
It
you
had
said
to be 20,
it,
yeah.
You said you put Danny Granger, Homie's Cat.
Yeah, I would put Kevin Durant at point guard.
Right.
And I would put Danny Green. Danny Granger at shooting guard.
Who's stopping it?
Yeah, they both dropped 50. Hell I wouldn't need nobody else. And like you said, put Cat in the post because he would be like a 3-point shooting like big man.
Oh, for sure, man. For sure. Like Gerald Green was always a bucket in every single basketball 2K.
He'd be like
man.
A ruby, bro. Like an 88 ruby dunking on like a amethyst, which would be like a big card then. Then if you have like a diamond.
Right. Back then, diamonds used to mean something, bro. They got dark matter.
Dark matter.
What kind of sorcery are y'all doing over there at 2K Studios, man?
I'm telling you, man, I can get like a regular 94 diamond and ball out.
On God, man. Like, on God. It's the crazy part, man.
I remember I would get like an Oscar Robertson. Who would it be? I would get an Oscar Robertson, an Andre Kirilenko, and David Robinson, and ball out, bro, every single time. Because I would have, Andre Kirilenko would have all 99, like, defensive stats.
Kirilenko is a freaking bucket, man. Defense, offense, everywhere, bro. Every single time, man.
I'm glad you know about it, too. His three would be wet every single time.
Jump shot was crazy, man.
He'll get an all-ball steal every time.
What are we talking about, man?
But I have a confession to make, man. I was one of the cheesers that would use Hedo Turkoglu.
No.
Bro.
Not Turkoglu, bro.
He was a 6'10 point guard, bro. He had like a A-minus playmaking. He had like an A+3.
Right.
Everything would be like bucket every single time.
Fam, that shit is ridiculous. The fact is that there's players just like him, that Jonathan Isaac card, that Turkoglu card. These cards are so low-key dangerous, man. Gerald Green, any version. Like, they're so dangerous.
Now I can get and a what? What did you say earlier? I can get a Galaxy up with Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, for
off
free.
Locker codes.
Yeah, on locker codes, man. Like that. Shit, ridiculous, man. I don't even know what to say, bro. Do you see yourself coming back to my team anytime soon in the Nets?
Would you recommend for me to come back to my team?
Not now, man. The block is hot. Block's too hot right now, bro.
I'm playing too much Smash Bros right now, to be honest with y'all.
Nice.
Too much Super Smash Bros.
Hey, that's a game that you can't be too mad at, right? It's not like frustrating or
extremely.
It is?
Oh, extremely.
Oh, damn.
Nintendo did a very well put together job by not putting mics in that game. Because I will be cussing kids out. I will be cussing everybody out in that game.
Yo.
They made a very smart choice not putting mics in that game.
I mean, it's a combat game, right? It's the one where, oh, I know exactly which one you bro, I could never learn the mechanics of that. Like, I always, like, hanging on to the ledge, bro. I'm just like, yo.
I recently started, like, getting more in-depth with, like, the way the mechanics work.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since I stopped playing 2K.
Oh, bro.
So, then I said the very foolish thing of, you know what? I'm going to try to get online. And it was over.
Damn.
They're just as toxic. If not worse.
Jeez.
If not worse. Because you see all the same, like, three people.
Oh, for real.
It's going to be somebody from the DLC, which I don't have. Which I do not have, people.
Right.
All the DLC players are basically pay-to-play. So... it's basically like 2K. If you can put money into it, if you can put money into it, you about to win.
Facts, man. Gotta get that W.
If you can put money into it, you're gonna catch a W.
To get the W, you need a wallet, man.
You need your mom's credit card.
Exactly, man. These play to win stuff is just out of hand, man. Back in the day, man.
What's the most broken card in 2K right now?
To me, it's got to be, like, the last time I played, it was Porzingis, man. It was just a pink diamond Porzingis that just could not miss anything, bro. And I don't know.
The Wizards now. Crazy.
Dude, that's wild, ain't it? That is wild. Bro, the league has changed so much recently, man. Buddy Hield's on the Pacers and stuff, man. Like,
I mean, last time I played 2K, one of the best shooting big men was Jonas Valanciunas. For some fucking reason.
Hell yeah.
Jonas Valanciunas would shoot out the gym every time.
Freaking bucket, dude. And his release was easy as hell, wasn't it?
Yeah. It would be green every time.
Oh, yeah. Dude's a bucket, man.
I don't know, man. So that's why I stopped playing that mess, dude.
Not mad at that at all.
And I was breaking too many controllers.
For real? You too? Yeah.
I was breaking too many controllers, man. I'm still on the PS4, if y'all don't know. I can't switch over to the PS5 and start breaking those. I just can't.
Exactly, man. I can't. Shit's too expensive. That shit is crazy because 9 times out of 10, it's because the opponent just did something ridiculous. Like,
it's not
that rage, like, oh, it's just subtly building. It's always something stupid that happens, man.
Especially when, like, it comes to 2K, because it'll be 0-0. Next, it'll be 12-0 in like 2 minutes. You'd be like, bro, how the fuck? You'd be like, how?
Like, seriously, man. Like, they call themselves a simulation game, but. Some of the stuff that just be happening and the momentum just switches.
It don't be making no sense.
It's wild.
It's just like when they start releasing like these broken ass cards. Like, I remember I used to get like the most angry when I would see Ben Simmons like hit a cash three. I'd be like, bro, we all know fucking well that's not
no
real.
Way.
That's not real.
Those broken cards, man. Like, they had the Isaiah Thomas pink diamond that could dunk on people, bro. I had
the Galaxy Opal.
It makes me so mad.
He used to do the whole I hit the Galaxy Opal that card.
I swear.
Hey man, y'all watch out, man. That'll get you in trouble. That'll get you in trouble.
Careful who you say hey to, man. But bro, the dunks that there was a Steve Nash card that came out that could dunk, bro. And I'm just sitting there like,
I remember when the freaking Earl Boykins card used to be, it was a pink diamond Earl Boykins card that used to like do reverse dunks and shit like that.
Why? Who was that for? Like, who is this for? Like, what's the demographic that's like, oh.
What are you gaining from this?
John Stockton can do 360s, I guess. Like,
I swear it'd be John Stockton. I didn't know Jason Kidd can freaking do the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, man.
I didn't know John Stockton can jump from the free throw line.
Dude. Freaking Jerry West has a 99 three-pointer.
It wasn't a freaking a three-pointer then.
Bruh, nah, man. It's just crazy out here, dude.
And it'd be like these crazy, like, 7-foot guys shooting threes now. Dude, like these broken-ass cards.
The cards are wilding, man.
So that's why I had to jump off, man. I was like, I can't do this.
Right. It was a point where I said, if I saw Wes Unseld with one more three, bro, like a 99 three, come on, bro.
Is that the one that they love? No, they love Bob Pettit.
Bob Pettit.
That's who they love. Bob Pettit, that's bro. Who 2K loves. Bob Pettit. They give him a Galaxy Opal, Dark Matter, whatever, every single year.
George Mikan. He always used to get one.
That's another one that they really love.
Jerry Lucas. Come on, bro.
They love all the old white guys, man.
I swear. That's a bonus card, bro.
Ooh.
Every time, man. It's a bonus, bro. That's him and the son. They both decent.
Yeah, man, they're going to bust out with the freaking... Yeah, they're going to bust out with the Sabonis three-point card sooner or later.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. You got to see that coming. Like, I don't know why, but Jordan has never been good to me. Even when I got, like, the pink diamond version.
Not to me either, honestly.
I don't know why.
I'd rather run a Kobe card
than
a Jordan card.
Exactly. Bruh, the 2K10 Kobe card that they do almost every year is always unstoppable. And he's just a diamond, so...
Yeah.
And he's just deceptively good at every freaking thing, dude.
They just dropped a Dark Matter Kobe, didn't they? Or they just dropped like a Galaxy Opal Kobe.
I think they did. Because 9 times out of 10, they always like around All-Star break, they drop another Kobe card. So, yeah, this one that I saw was just a pink diamond. But you know he's a bucket, so.
Yeah.
It's Kobe, so.
Have they dropped the three-point shooting Shaq card? Because they do that every year.
I haven't seen it, man.
They haven't dropped it yet.
I haven't seen it.
He was like a glitch last year.
Bro, I've seen the three-point shooting Kareem card, man. That's
fuck that. Hell no.
Do you know how frustrating that is, though? No. Like, seriously.
Like, I have a confession. I would try to off-ball like Kareem's. Bro, he'll still get a bucket.
Every time.
Three-pointer or not, bro. He'll do the sky hook. He'll back you down in the post. You'd be like, bro, how am I supposed to stop this?
There's nothing you can do. You just pray that the opponent makes a mistake, man. Because it's like, and it's the Bucks, Kareem. So he's fast.
Yeah, so he's fast.
He's dunking on everybody. Right. Like, and the jumper is wet. He's taking like 40-foot threes. Like, come on, man.
They got a three-point in Giannis card.
The one I saw, yes, because the dude was just greening it all the time.
Damn.
I didn't know if
green,
it's
green, green,
I
green.
Was just expecting it to be 90, but it wasn't like that high. But he, man, that's why I don't play my team, bro. Man, make me mad with all this crap. Just thinking about it is pissing me off, bro. Triple threat's not what it used to be. Can't even get a normal 5-on-5 game without running into the God tier team.
The God squad with all Dark Matters.
Hey, jeez, man.
I'm just trying to play with one Galaxy Opal that I just got for free.
Bro, I got mostly Amethysts on my team, bro. This guy trying to kill me, man. Wow, dude.
Yeah, man, but... We'll see, man. We'll see.
Yeah.
Especially for 2K2023. I don't know. It depends on who's on it.
Yeah, I feel like because it's 23, they kind of have to be like...
Mike.
Yeah, they kind of have to do something with Michael Jordan, I would assume.
I didn't think about that, actually. Yeah. That's a good point. I actually didn't think about that.
I just hope they bring like the moments mode back where like they do like best moments from NBA history. I would love to try to do like... all of Jordan's best moments again, but like, you know, the new age ones too, like do LeBron's block and stuff like
that would be cool.
That would be dope, man. But
make like a 40 like foot bomb with Stephen Curry or something like
hell yeah, the OKC game with the red 3-point line. Let them see it, bro. No opposition to that, 2K. So just go ahead, send that check over since we giving y'all ideas.
All the ideas.
You already know, man.
Thinking of that, I heard they put Ronnie in the game finally.
They did.
They put Ronnie and Quavo.
Oh, yeah, because they're cars now.
Yeah.
Him and...
It's a third one.
There's somebody else. Somebody. Because
I saw Ronnie, Quavo, and it was a third person.
Yeah, they got... They was letting I feel like they let some rookies in too from the Nets upcoming draft. Like one of them
got
a card too. So yeah, that's gonna be decent, man. It's gonna be cool to see that happen, man. 2K is every year, like they always innovating, so.
Yeah, I remember there was like a petition going around for Drake to get in the game. I think that was 2K20.
Really?
I think it was 2K20. They really wanted Drake in the game because they said they get tired of all the other cards that was in the game.
Somebody want to dunk on people with Drake. If I'm not mistaken, it was 2K12 that had Drake and you could have played with Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg, Promise.
Bro.
I think Bow Wow was in it.
Bro, that was just, man, good shit, man. Back in the day.
Is it the game? Yeah. They didn't put the game in 2K, did they?
I think they did.
They put the game in?
Yeah, because he's actually in the story mode, believe it or not. Hmm. You could decide to make a diss track on him or do
make
a track
a
with
diss
him.
Track. It is the game, yeah. The third person is the game.
Yeah, but in order to actually get to do the music with him, you got to do like errands for him and stuff. Like, disrespectful.
You got to make a diss track on him.
Crazy, right? Wow, man.
Yeah, I'm glad that they're at least trying to branch out and do something different, because this current 2K shit is not working.
I'm not with it, bro. I used to beg for defense, man, and now it's so much of
not it. Not like, so much. Because before, you could just like shoot up a three damn near anywhere and they'll go in. So.
Essentially. And now it's just like you use the same three moves, you could pretty much get past the defense, but everybody else, if they are Opal, man, you can't.
Man,
you ain't guarding
that. You gonna drop the ball.
Exactly, bro.
It's gonna drop right out your fingers.
Like, I just got the ball and it's already gone.
You know how they
be?
They throw their hands up and the ball's on the ground.
Exactly, dude. That's that 2K for you, man. No matter what, I'm probably gonna end up getting that crap because they got me. Y'all got me, all right? Sheesh.
Not me. Not me this year.
He's the smart one. Obviously, they got me freaking in a sunken place, man. I'm just itching for the next 2K. Maybe they might make the shot meter easier.
Is the shot meter better? Because last year was terrible.
It's all right, man. I honestly liked shot aiming personally from last year, but it was too difficult for a lot of people to grasp onto. So they kind of just went back, kind of trashed that. So it's whatever, man. I feel like it's supposed to be difficult to shoot, especially if like the person's playing good defense, and then to a certain degree it feels impossible. So
especially if it's like a card with handles for days, they're just gonna dribble all around the freaking court. They're just gonna eventually get past you. They're gonna, like I told you, they're gonna run to the rack,
right,
and kick it out. So it's like this game's gonna go so fast if this is gonna keep going like this.
Certainly, man. Unfortunately, that's kind of like the live by the sword, die by the sword thing that 2K plays. Like, if you make the offense too much fun, then the defense is going to be screwed over. And if the defense has too many counters, then it's not
now
fun for the offense. Like, exactly.
Now I got to get sweaty to get my points.
Nobody want to be sweaty, bro.
I feel like that's all these guys want to do. That's why they put money into the game.
Yo, I think I'm past that point where I used to pay all that money for these packs, man.
Man, for the pack luck.
Nothing.
For the pack luck.
Bro, and get nothing. Damn, that shit's sad. Those days are over, 2K. Y'all got
that
me.
Was back in the days, like you said, you had to break your neck to even get like a diamond card.
Bro.
Like, man. Now you can like buy a diamond card for like $1,000.
Like, not even, man.
Not even $500. You can get a diamond card for nothing because they all got crazy cars running around now.
Exactly, man. If you want to get you a diamond Jamal Crawford, bro, back in the day, a diamond Jamal Crawford. Do you know how valuable that was? They're just throwing them at people.
It was him and it was a diamond J.R. Smith.
J.R.
It was him and a J.R. Smith. They was both shooting at the gym.
Bro, what I would give for a J.R. Smith card, man. Sheesh. Any version,
right,
except
honestly,
the gold, except the gold one, bro. Like,
well, like I told y'all, man, get any KD card. I'm telling you, any, like OKC, Warriors, any KD card. It could be a diamond. You could throw it at anybody, and he will ball the fuck out.
All of them.
Both of them.
Exactly, man.
Because I would say LeBron, which kind of true. But he didn't. His 3-pointer wasn't as good.
Right.
Obviously. So with KD, I can easily just wrap around, do a step back. And it'll be green damn near every time.
Money, bro. And that's the thing, bro. I feel like the LeBron cards compared to the KD cards, the LeBron cards are slower. And it's hard to get them into like that flow of the game. But when you got a KD, man, it's water, bro.
Every
it's freaking
single time.
Water.
Especially, like you say, if you know what you're doing with him, you can show off his little step back game. You can do a mix. You can get like six main range shots. That's 12 points right there.
All freaking day. Hell, Giannis card, run rat to rack, front that motherfucker at center. When you could run him at point guard back, man.
I remember that used to be the lineup. I used to run Giannis, Hidu Turkoglu, and Andre Karolinko.
Bro,
boy,
defense,
nobody was getting past me.
That's a win, brother. That's a freaking win.
And that Hidu Turkoglu card, I'm pretty sure, was a diamond card.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But I remember that when the Amethyst dropped, I think it was it had to be 2K20 or 21. But that Amethyst card dropped, they had to change his jump shot because it was so wet, bro.
They had to change his stats? Or?
No, just the actual the jump shot that he did. They changed like the shooting release and everything, man.
I can tell you, in 2K19, it was butter.
Bro.
His release was perfect. He'll so shoot perfect, over every man. Person.
There's nothing you could do about it, really. Yeah, man.
I don't know, man. I miss it. Even though, like, I hated 2K19, it was like one of the better ones after 2K16. Because 17 and 18 was complete garbage.
Yeah.
At least to me. But 19 and 20 was good. But it's just when I got to 21, I was like, yeah, I'm done. This is it.
Like, I really liked 21. I really enjoyed it. But
was 21 the first one on the PS5, right? Wasn't it?
I think this was the first one on the 5, if I'm not mistaken. If I'm not mistaken, I don't think I am. Because I didn't have it. I didn't have 21. I don't think I did, to be honest with you. Because from what I remember was... I'm sorry, you're right. 21 was on the PS5, but I had trouble. The reason I had trouble because they kind of blend so much, man. It feels like...
Sometimes like it's the same game.
Exactly. What? No, don't tell him. Exactly,
and 2K Sports, they fuck.
Nah,
cut them off.
Get them off. Edit it.
They're releasing the sauce.
But essentially, man, they're not gonna change too much. Just make the court a little shinier next year.
Yeah, make the shot stick different.
Yeah.
Add new players.
Oh yeah, a few new layups and dunks here and there. You know, we'll be happy. Gobble it up.
Yeah. They're just gonna pump the market with free cards,
bro. I'm tired of the cards, man. I'm tired of the cards they've been dropping. They too game breaking, man. And the Pink Diamond Paul George still is killing everybody. It's crazy.
I remember that Pink Diamond Paul George in 2K20, I want to say. I used to run him and Jimmy Butler. I used to take every on-ball steal, bro.
Nice, man.
They would trap every single thing. I'm trying to remember who I had at center. Probably Dino Raja.
Dino.
Yeah, I had Dino Raja at center. He was an Amethyst, too.
Catching bodies, man.
His dunk package, bro. Dino Rogers, he used to windmill, throw it through between the legs. Bruh,
360 in on people, man. Like, and one.
No, Dino Rogers was not doing this.
I didn't think so, but I saw one of his highlights. He definitely could cook, but I ain't see him doing no between the legs.
Yeah, bro, like both legs.
Like, Jesus Christ.
Damn.
On some different type of sauce, man. That shit crazy.
I don't know, man. But it just kind of seems like you just get somebody. Here's the secret to triple threat, guys. Just get somebody fast at point guard, any position. You will blow past virtually anybody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get like John Morant. You will blow past every single person. Man. Now, the problem with that is you're only going to be functioning by twos. You're not going to be able to get any threes up. The momentum is not going to let you get any threes up. Especially if they notice that cheese, they're gonna try to put it in the other person's favor. So you might start up 8-0, but that thing will turn 8-8 really fucking fast.
Faster than you can blink, family. And 9 times out of 10, if you're running that speed defensively, they're gonna try to use their big man off ball on you. So if that short guy is there and it's just Ja Morant, he's probably gonna try to switch it off so he could get his center against you. And at that point, you just gotta spam that steal button, bro. So
and then we gone. And then we
exactly
we throwing it off the backboard on the fuck nigga.
Hey,
shout out to that 360 layup
on everything, good. Yeah, man. But anything else you want to talk about concerning the 2K My Team community?
I don't think so, man. Hey, man, if y'all not taking advantage of these locker codes, man, 2K locker codes, they got everything that you will ever need.
Exactly.
If you feel like you can't, if those cards are too expensive or you can't grind up enough MT, they are throwing, didn't you just say like a Galaxy Opal
Kyrie
Irving.
Still got time. Go grab that thing before it's too late.
I'm telling you right now, I assure you it probably has handles for days. You will blow past every single person.
That 3-point is wet too, man.
Which Kyrie is it? Is it Brooklyn?
It's him with the Cleveland jersey on. So Cleveland, that's finals Kyrie.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. Y'all got to go pick that up.
Yeah, y'all got to
go. Now we're advertising
that
for y'all, 2K. Now it went from fuck y'all to advertising for y'all.
Exactly, yo.
Yeah, Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm all good, man. Is there anything else you want to bring up?
Nah, my brother. It's been another episode of Capping with the Crew. My name is 2KJ, and we got the man, the myth, the legend, the king.
Make sure y'all not playing the game all night. Y'all know damn well y'all got school tomorrow.
Exactly, yo. On everything. Take care, y'all.